The Gemara in Gimel and Beis learns out from the Gzer Shava, from Achas Isha, that there is no din yibam when it comes to an erva. You're not allowed to be miyabam an erva. The Gemara in the bottom of the Amid asks the following kasha. The Gemara says, Taima, the kasha of Rechamana Aleah. It's mashma, the only reason why you're not miyabam an erva is because we have this Gzer Sakasa of Aleah, which says not to be miyabam an erva. Halav haki, but if not for that, hava mina Achas Isha misyabamis, I would think in Achas Isha would be misyabam. I would think it could be miyabam an erva. My Taima, what's the reason? Meaning, what would be the hamina that you could be miyabam an erva of Achas Isha without the pasuk of Aleah, because my time of Darminan, because of the din of Asay Dachil Asay, we would have thought that Asay of Yibam is Dachil the love of Achas Isha. Perfecting Gemara, what type of having is that? Ema Darminan, Asay of Dachil Asay, Lasay greater. When do we say that Asay is Dachil Asay? That's a regular Lasay. But Lasay Shesh Bakaris mean Dachi, but could it be Dachil a Lasay Shesh Bakaris? Lashamana, they could be Dachil a Lasay Shesh Bakaris. Mele the Gemara is bothered, what is the Havamina? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me not to be miyam and Achas Isha? There's no havamina. Look, it's pashit. You can't, and I say can't be deicha. Unless it's yesh bakara, so it's tzarichin. Why do we need a pasuk to tell me that you can't be miyam and Achas Isha? Look, we know that misvara that you're not able to be miyam her. The Shaar HaMelech asks a gvaldik kashan of the Gemara. He says, the Gemara could have asked much better. The Gemara could have asked, even if we hold for some reason, I say is deicha. Unless it's yesh bakara, but afal pichen. We don't need a pasuk to tell me can't be yam and achas isha because l'chayah it's not shayach as the dechel esesay over here at all, because one of the fundamental dinamim and I said in asay dechel esesay is that it has to be beidna. You can only have an asay be dechel lav if the asay and the lav are happening at the same time. In other words, at the time when you're being arvin the lav, you're being mekayim the mitzvah. But if you are being arvin the lav before you do the mitzvah, it's not beidna. It's not the same time. Then the asay can't be dechel the lav because you're not being mekayim the mitzvah b'shas averis halav. So, fact of Shaar HaMelech over here, if when you're miyam and achas isha, it's not bina. You're being arvah on the lav before you mekayim the asay. So why is that? So he says it's true when it comes to the bia, the lav and the asay at the same time. The iser being bala erva and the mitzvah of yibum are both b'shas bia. That's at the same time. But he says by Arias, besides the iser bia, there's also a lav of lo sik v'legaus erva. The Rambam says there's an iser to be miskarev to an erva, which includes negiyah. You're not allowed to touch an erva as well. Any negiyah be'erva is usher. So effective Shaar HaMelech. So fine, during the bia you have the mitzvah which would be be'idna. But before you get to the bia, there's for sure going to be some type of negia by the erva. You can't have the bia without having a negia. So during that negia, you're being arva in the lav of losikervu. But the mitzvah is not your mekuyim until the shas habia. So you're being arva in the lav of losikervu without being mekayim the mitzvah. It's not be'idna. So how is it mutter to be arva in the lav of losikervu if there's no kiyum mitzvah at that time to be madcha that lav? So Mimele asks, the Gemara should ask much better. Even if I say it's dachil esis yesh bakaris, but what would be the havamina that you can be yam and achas isha? Because if I say dachil esis, say the chayit's not be'idna. Because the second you do negir, being arvah in the lav, the kiyum mitzvah is not going to be till later on, and therefore it's not be'idna, and the havamina is the chayit tzarichim. As I affect the Shaar HaMelech. So the Beis HaLevi says a beautiful svar to answer this kasha, and he says like this. He says, it's mashma from the lashon of the Rambam that this lav of le'sikrevu is not a lav b'fnei atzma. It's not its own lav, but it's really a siyag and a gather not to come lidei the lav of the bia itself. In other words, be'etzem, what the Torah asks is the bia. It cannot be with an erva. But the Torah gave us siyag and a gather. It's sort of a gezeira d'oraisa that you shouldn't come lidei the bia, that don't do negia, because if you do negia in an erva, you might end up coming to a bia. Even though we don't usually find a siyag d'oraisa, but there are times when you find that the Torah itself made a siyag, and that's how the Rambam seems to understand this din. It's sort of a siyag d'oraisa. Don't do negia because you might come lidei the bia. Mimele is like the Beis HaLevi, the makam where the bia itself is mutter, then obviously the siag falls off. There's no reason to answer the negia if the bia itself is mutter. So over here, if the din would have been asay dachal esesay, that means the bia is mutter, because during the bia you have the het of asay dachal esesay, the asay of yibim will be daiche the lav of achas isha. Being that the bia is going to be mutter, so mimele the negia is also mutter. The Torah won't say don't touch this erva because you might come lidei bia, because that bia will be mutter. During the bia there will be a het of asay dachal esesay, and once the bia is mutter, the negia is mutter as well. There's no reason to aser the negia as a siag when the bia itself is mutter, and that's why the Gemara doesn't ask the Shaar HaMelech kasha that should be a problem b'idna, because there is no problem b'idna over here. There's no lav l'sikrevu calls upon the bia itself as mutter. That is the basically of his svar to answer the Shaar HaMelech. The Shaar HaMelech doesn't answer this. Perhaps he held that the lav l'sikrevu is not just a siag that shouldn't come lidei erva, lidei bia, but it's a lav b'fnei atzma. There's lav itself. The Torah asered the etzem ma'aseh of kriva la'arai. It's nothing to do with the bia. So even though the bia is mutter, but right now she's an erva, the lav of the sikvu would apply, and we merely ask that it should be a problem not being b'idna.